Welcome back inside this week's PM Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KCII. As we wrap up this edition with our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week segment, of course, we don't have any competitions going on this week, so we're using the next couple weeks of the show to look back at some of the best answers from our athletes of the week. We only had a handful of female athletes earn the Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week during the summer. We're taking a look back at those athletes today as we rewind all the way back to our June 9th show, as Washington Sarah Nackis concluded her sophomore sports season with her second straight individual and team Class 4A State Golf Championship. She spoke with KCII Sports about the work she put into the season and coping with higher expectations on the course.
Well, it's just like what we did last year, put in a lot of extra time outside, especially before the golf meet, state meet, going into it. I think the biggest thing and why we were successful is because we don't think about the possibility of a state championship. We take it one stroke at a time. That's what Mr. Cole always told us. It's just one stroke at a time. The most important shot is the next one. And I think when you have that in mind, it's not as nerve-wracking because you're trying to put the state championship on the line. It's just this next shot, and I think you perform better if you keep that in your head.
That being said, you had to feel a little bit of pressure coming back as you being the individual state champion, the team being the team state champion. Did you ever feel pressure throughout the year to live up to those high expectations?
Yeah, I think this year, especially coming off of last year and how awesome that season was, the expectations were really high, and I used that pressure as kind of a motivation to practice harder, practice smarter, actually. I mean, it's not really the quantity, it's more quality. Practicing what I'm not good at, and the shots that I know I need to have in my bag, so if, you know, the situation ever comes up, I'm ready to take on any situation on the course.
We had to wait until our June 30th show for our next female athlete of the week. During the show, we spoke with Mid-Prairie senior Amber Krall about her college recruitment from softball. Was curious what interest you got during the recruiting process and why ultimately you decided to take your talents up to Minnesota.
Well, I love the coaches and I love the players that were up there, and I thought their campus was wonderful when I went up there. And I have a friend who plays up there with Erica from school, and her and her dad initially got me interested in looking up there. They just talk so highly of the program. So I went up on a visit and I instantly fell in love. Like, as soon as I was up there, I wanted to commit and accept their offer. And I was lucky enough to be able to do that.
So you got the softball side of things nailed down. Have you settled on a major there at Minnesota State Mankato?
Yeah, I'm going to do communication disorder.
Our final female athlete of the week from the summer sports season was IMS softball player Callie Shaw. Shaw spoke with KCII Sports about a walk-off home run she had versus the Pekin Panthers.
So one thing I've always just worked on is wanting to hit the pitch until it's a bad pitch. So thinking yes, 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 and then if it's a bad pitch, then saying no and taking the ball or strike. And I know what pitch I like. I know which pitch I'm looking for. And when I got to that at-bat, I found that pitch. And it just so happened that it was a walk-off home run that won the game. I mean, it was just kind of like any other at-bat. It just had a good outcome. The crowd was crazy at that game, too. And the crowd was really helpful for both our momentum in the postseason and for that game.
We're touching base with Callie Shaw. She is a junior on the Iowa Mennonite School softball team. She joins us here as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week on the PM Sports page, AMFMKCII. Now, this is quite a young team. I don't cover IMS very much. When I was looking down your roster, there was a lot of freshmen and sophomores. You're just one of two upperclassmen. You're going to be coming back next season. What was it like stepping into a leadership role this season?
I think that I handled that pretty well, and the girls behind me also had a lot of experience just like me, and they knew what the game of softball was, and it was really easy to assume a leadership role with people who could follow and people who knew what they were doing.
Now, this concludes our look back at the best answers from our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athletes of the Week from the summer sports season on the softball side. On next week's show, we will take a look at the best answers from our baseball athletes from the summer sports season. We'll come back and recap this edition of the PM Sports page next on the one to count on for today. today's local sports coverage, KCII.